The views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Yeah,
it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Out of here. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys had a great day. Hopefully you're joining me. Hopefully you're relaxing. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you want your show to relax people. I don't know. I kind of think you almost wanted to kind of piss them off a little bit. But I got some great stuff to talk about today. The Florida's Don't Say Gay Bill. A wife stabs her husband 140 times before their divorce was finalized. The Tinder swindler. And I got a unique take on that. Because women have been doing that to men for quite a while. And it doesn't really seem like it's that much of a big deal. 1,000 Porsches burn at sea, but the first thing that I wanted to get into was something personal, because I've talked about this on the show. I've talked about how I think the personal stuff is the most interesting stuff. See, I did a little different setup with my camera today, and I'm just getting it dialed in right now. Let me see. See, I can come right here. I wonder if that looks better. If you want to get a hold of me, if you would like to participate in today's show, you can give me a call, 407-270-3044, or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. I don't know, I've been sleeping wrong, and I know this is going to sound like I'm pretty old now, like I'm an old man, but my back has been absolutely killing me today. How do you guys sleep? Like, what is your setup? Because everybody has a very interesting way of sleeping. Everybody is a little unique when it comes to their sleep habits. Like, how many pillows do you sleep with? I got to do 3 pillows. One for my head, one to hug onto like a baby, and then one to put in between my legs. Because if you put one in between your legs, it does actually help line up your back. And I didn't do that last night. I was just so tired. I didn't even have my hug pillow. I need to switch over to the comments. Got Spice Boys, Gold Mike Doorstop, JKC, Lummy's Peg Juice, Subtuttle. That's a new one I have not seen. Let me get my water here. I've been running behind all day today. If you're in the chat room right now, yippee-yo, Raymond B., if you're in the chat room right now, help spread the word. I'm wanting this to grow. The numbers have been staying pretty consistent. And I keep my water up there. I just spent a lot of money on this damn board. And that's like rule number one in radio. The engineers will absolutely have, they will blow their mind. They'll have a shit fit over if, because man, there was one guy that we worked with at Real Radio, he dumped the coffee right in a brand new board. And that was not good. That was not good at all. So that's why I keep my water way up there. I mentioned this and then I got like squirreled. I was talking about something that happened to me personally. It could be, that's not it. I've definitely gone to the bathroom. Hold on, I need to stand by. Oh, also the other thing. I completely figured out what was happening last night, why the computer was freezing up. I didn't realize the videos that I was pulling were almost 4K, and it was just bogging the computer down. So the videos, everything should be a lot better tonight when it comes to how seamlessly the show runs. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I probably just jinxed myself. But the thing about living in small towns, because I watch this on TV shows all the time, like New York, Chicago, LA, people will just run into random people that are their friends, and that just does not happen. I learned that from hanging out with Ron Bennington up in Manhattan, and there was just one person. He said it was a very unique situation. It surprised them that we were walking down the street, and it was two people that knew each other. What up, Biggie T? How are you? Hopefully you're having a great day. Yeah, it's getting better. When is the Tuds, Buds, and Fudge show? Look, I would definitely do something with Trace. I would. I most certainly would. But the thing about living in small towns is that, because in big towns, you just don't run into people, you know. But in small towns, if you're in a small town and you, like, are doing something that you shouldn't be doing, and there's a chance that somebody would know that you were there, because that happened to me. I was at the store paying for gas, went to go get a water, and somebody that I know, his wife was in Edgewater. And I was debating on what I should do because I know for a fact that this said person, because her husband, I've known for quite a while, and I would say definitely friends. And this is where I want to get your feedback on. I would love for you to give me a call, 407-270-3044. And I was debating. It took a little bit of time before I called the person to let them know, hey, your chick is in my small little town. I know that she probably shouldn't be here, and she's with somebody else right now. Uh-oh. So, was it any of my business? Like, because this ended up being a big, big drama fest. Because the wife, she ended up getting caught. Ended up getting caught because she was not supposed to be there. Her other half works out of town. And, you know, that does happen a lot. I would. Speaking of SBK, I've been pulling some of my old, like, stunt videos and stuff, and I'm going to get to that today. It was when me and Kevin went out to the TM Ranch, and we had to wash bull's balls. And we ended up somehow kissing them. This is when we worked at Real Radio 104.1 in Orlando. And I pulled that video. Now, keep in mind, this is back from early 2000, and it shocks me sometimes when you look back at the quality of video and how far it's come. Because, I mean, 2000, early 2000 doesn't seem that long ago, but damn it, it's over 20 years. And it's just the video quality. Ugh. Yeah, there is quite a few pics. But back to that, should I have told the person that I know that, hey, I saw your wife? Or should I have just minded my own business? Like, would you want to know, like, if I saw your other half, like, say, anybody that's in the chat room right now, say that I saw your other half, your chick, girlfriend, fiance, wife, at a place that she most likely shouldn't have been, would you want to know? You wouldn't want to know, John B. Why wouldn't you? Because my suspicions ended up turning out to be right. And look, I've had it done to me before. I think all guys have had it done. I think women have all had it done. I'm just hot right now. I'm not trying to, like, show off my couple of chest hairs there. But I've talked to him a few times since then, and it really, like, sucks that the info that I gave him now has put him in a bad mood. But I already did miss him, huh? I did. Well, but John B., what if you're out of town, out of state, working all the time? Because that's the thing about it. If you're a guy and you're out of town working all the time, see, that was the other thing about working in radio. Anybody that I dated, like, do you know, like, if you're a chick and your dude is working on the radio, that's got to be the easiest cheat without ever getting caught. Because think about it. You could be banging your side dude, and you could have the radio on. As long as you heard your other half talking on the radio, you knew you were good. Like, what other job? I mean, besides TV, like a TV news anchor, what other job can you, like, know where your other half, your significant other, is at all times? You just got to turn on the radio or turn on the local news, and you'll be like, yep, there he is. I'm good to go. Let's get to banging. Have any of you guys had that happen to you? Like, have you ever been cheated on? And how did you find out? Yeah, I could put that up there. Yeah, well, not everybody gets caught. John B. writes, then you can bet she's effing someone else. Not there. That puss is going to stay. Well, okay, I could see that. But, I mean, I don't know, man. There was some stuff that ended up like, well, you know what? I'm not even gonna talk about my personal experience out of respect. And you guys are probably like, ooh, why would you do that? Vulture, that's also the you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Vulture. I don't know, being a soldier, having to go to combat. Yeah, that is. That's another, like, now, Vulture, let me ask you this, though. When it comes to other soldiers, like, will some of the wives, like, let somebody know? Like, if you live on base, does word get around pretty quick when it comes to cheaters? And if you're a chick, are you allowed to bring a strange penis onto base? Because I would think that you would need, like, a little pass. Or do you want to, like, become friends with the MPs? And, you know, maybe throw them some money and be like, hey, if you see my wife bring in Shaquille O'Neal-looking guy, let me know. Because I don't know. See, it really, really sucks because when it comes out of nowhere, you are like, what the hell happened? And I'm never going to say that it's all right to do, but I kind of agree and understand that whole thing, a crime of passion. Because at the moment, man, you are seeing red. Uh-oh, got somebody calling here. Let's see who this is. Hello, who's this?
It's Fozzie. What's up, Tuttle?
What up, Foz? How are you?
I'm doing good, bud. How's the show going?
That's going well. I mean, you're not watching?
Well, no, I'm driving, buddy. I'm working here tonight.
See, I gotta figure out a platform where I can stream just audio that people can check it out. But, I mean, can't you do audio only, like, on YouTube? I think you can do that now.
Listen, I was trying to. I'm driving. I'm working for Marco's here, delivering pizza pies, hot and fresh, if you will. And then I tried to. I was like, man, the TDP is on right now. I got to get that bad boy on. So I tried to put the TDP on, and simultaneously with my GPS and the app for my gimmick, and it wouldn't go. It kind of locked up my map. I was like, man, freaking thuddled me up. So I got messed up in my trailer park delivery, but I wanted to listen. I wanted to check in with you, tell you have a good show. Yeah, I'm in here in this Paradise Isle trailer park getting lost. Everything's all back turned around, but I just delivered the pie successfully, hot and fresh, 30 minutes or less, brother.
Well, what made you get back into the pizza game, Fozzie? Like, I know that you're working, and can you tell me what happened? Like, you really seem like you love that Waffle House gig. Like, what happened there? Like, how did you get fired from Waffle House, or did you quit?
Well, no, it was kind of, we had a meeting of the minds. We kind of just parted our, went our separate ways. I had enough of Waffle House, and Waffle House had enough of me. They wanted you to maintain a mustache, a porno mustache, or you know, keep a low profile on your whiskers, and that just kind of wasn't me. And, you know, they were really good for the time. They helped me grow, but, you know, we just went our separate ways, and I went back to the pizza game, much like LeBron James taking his talents to the Miami Heat.
You came back to Cleveland.
I had to take my talents back to the pizza game, kid. There's no shame in the pizza game at all. So if you're ever looking for a part-time job, get in there.
Hey.
I'm making $2.25 per delivery, you know, 15, 20, 30 deliveries, whatever it is, per, you know, per shift. And it's gold, buddy. That's why I'm able to send you $5, $10 to the TDP.
Hey, Foz, I got to ask you. I got a couple of questions. All right. So why is it, like, out of all, like, Denny's, Shoney's, all those restaurants, hell, even breakfast restaurants, it seems like the Waffle House people know how to fight better than anybody. Like, they throw down. Like, if anybody gets out of line at a Waffle House, the employees will throw down with them.
It's true, but it could go down at any time. You're kind of marking out the Waffle House. You're on my mark for Waffle House today.
No, but I mean, I've also seen some of the creations, and I got to tell you, that hot dog pizza that you made the other day looked nasty as hell, man. Like, how was that? Like, I love hot dogs, but the combination just does not sound that great to me.
Bro, it was delicious. On the eve, the week of the Super Bowl, it was Cincinnati in the Super Bowl, being a Cincinnati boy myself and a Skyline mark, and they have Skylines down here in Clearwater and various places.
What's Skyline?
What better time than to have a bust out a chili dog pizza? So I put the hot dogs vertically on the slices, and so you could wrap the slice, if you will, around the dog. And I got to tell you, bro, I was pleased, thoroughly pleased. It was delish. So, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to.
Let me tell you, what is your favorite? What is your pie of choice? What are your favorite toppings? I mean, are you a pineapple on pizza type
of
guy?
Oh, hell no.
You might even open up that kind of can of worms.
No, dude. Do not bring me pizza with pineapple on it. That is a mortal sin, in my opinion.
So what's your go-to toppings when you and Colton go and step to a pizza joint? What do you guys get on your pie?
I like some type of meat and mushrooms. I like that. But also, getting a pizza with Colton, man, he eats like a child. Like, he just wants straight cheese, and I'm just like, ugh.
Straight cheese, stock Willie. Yeah, I'm down with that. So, yeah, I've made some various pizzas. I made the chili dog pizza. Made the McRib pizza. That was a favorite. I used the meatballs, which, you know, substituted the pork gimmick. The red onions. I went next door to Subway and got me some pickles and squirted some barbecue sauce on top of that. And I got to tell you, that McRib pie, that was good as well.
Oh man. Well, Foz, be careful out there. One last question. I don't want it to be a long form answer. Have you ever had any?
I'm sorry, Toto. I'm talking to these other drivers on the road. Hey, listen, then it says I cut
them. All right, it's Foz. All right, man. All right, bye, Foz. I mean, he delivers all the time. So, in closing, about my friend that I know, seeing his wife, giving him the info on that, and I was correct, but then I felt bad about telling him because, I don't know, sometimes just not knowing is a good thing. Don't forget, you guys can donate to the cause. Got to build up my funds again because, you know, kind of blew a lot of it when it came to buying all this equipment. So if you guys, you know, you could super chat. I think I'll be able, after today, I'm pretty sure that I will be a partner on Twitch. I think I had to do like 7 straight days and I had already hit all the benchmarks that I needed. And I was kind of glad to be able to get that done. Thank you, JKC. JKC says, nope, I'd want to know. And I don't know. Sometimes people just want to stick their head in the sand and just not know that they're chick. But now that is absolutely gross. And one last, like, opinion when it comes to pizza, deep dish pizza is not pizza. It's thick bread drenched in sauce. That is not pizza, people. It's not. I'm sorry. And I've gotten it from Chicago. One of the first stories I wanted to get into, this is a Netflix special. They do a lot of those. I don't think this is going to be as big as Tiger King. But The Tinder Swindler, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm hearing really, really good things about it. And the reason that I wanted to talk about The Tinder Swindler, I do not think that this guy did anything wrong. Because women have been doing this for years. They have. Women will go out, find a sugar daddy, take him for some money, maybe not show as, you know, might be faking some of the interest. And I don't think this guy did anything wrong. I think it's a bunch of women that are just mad that they got taken. And it happens to guys all the time. So, you know, women talk about wanting equal rights and stuff. If he raped people, then why is he not in jail? Especially after the documentary. If there was hard evidence that he raped anybody, it has to be in jail right now. Not doing an interview with Deborah Norville on Inside Edition.
Tinder Swindler, the popular documentary that chronicles the woeful tales of three women who thought they'd met the man of their dreams on Tinder.
And these are pretty, you know, older cougs that probably have had a lot of work done. And they're mad that they got taken. It happens to guys all the time. And once again, if this guy did anything wrong, criminally, his ass to be in jail. For real. So if he did not break any laws, then why is this guy being like, well, he probably had to agree for the documentary. But it's not some imbecile ranting because the guy's not in jail. So what did he do wrong? Because women have been doing this for quite some time. And when it's on the other foot, everybody has a problem with it.
The later say he scammed them out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the dating app lethargy.
Wait a minute. So he got other women to break the laws. Did he ask them? Like, did he say, go rob a bank? Go commit credit card fraud? Did he force them to do it? Is what I'm saying. They were like, bitch, you better go rob the bank for me. Because if you don't, there's going to be problems. I told you.
Mario says that is just not true. He is speaking out with his new girlfriend, Tara Megan Alexander, in this world exclusive.
He's the handsome jet setter at the center of this.
I don't know. All right, Iggy. Amy Senna is in there. Come on. This guy right here? I don't know. Like, maybe I'm hating, but I don't see. I mean, maybe that's why he had to lie, but don't people lie in dating, though, right at the beginning? Man, isn't that on the woman?
Center of the sensational Netflix documentary, The Tinder Swindler. And today, he's speaking out exclusively to Inside Edition. The 31-year-old Wheeler dealer met beautiful women on the dating app Tinder.
By the way, he could easily have bought all those followers. Look at this Robin guy.
He wooed them with private jets, fancy cars, and champagne.
The spend is to another level that you have never, ever.
All right, don't we all do this during dating? We actually put on the best, like, version of ourselves right off the bat. Don't you kind of let your guard down after you've been dating for quite some time? I mean, they all do it. Like, guys and women as well. Like, I know every woman I've ever dated, I would, you know, go number one. But, man, it'd be a while before I could take a dump. go number two at a girl that I'm dating's place. Like, it just wasn't happening. I would come up with the dumbest excuses. Like, I got to run the store. Need to put gas in my car, even though I'm not going anywhere. And I would. I'd go up to the store to have to drop a deuce. But that's the thing about it. It's stupid. It's something that everybody does. Maybe I think guys, well, the thing about it, though, like, after a while, after I was dating my wife, my ex-wife, she had no problem dropping base. That was pretty quick. But I think she did it before I did it. It'd be kind of hard for me to pull off being rich, driving around in a PT Cruiser or a old Ford F-150. Just not happening. Trust me, if I had more time on my hands, maybe I could run a scheme like this. But once again, the guy did nothing wrong. I mean, it's not against the law to put on a good, like, version of yourself just to impress a chick. No, it's not.
Never seen before.
These three ladies were infatuated. They all believed Simon Levayev was the son of a billionaire Israeli diamond mogul.
His dad was the king of diamonds.
More than 50 million people have...
By the way, with the internet, you can find out anything and everything. So just do a little bit of research.
Watch the Tinder swindler, leading many to wonder how these accomplished and sophisticated women could have fallen for Levayev.
You know, somebody brings up, JKC brings up a great point. My wife still tries to hide from me when she poops. I don't know. Some people think confidence is a turn on, which I think it is. So is it considered confident if you're a chick? You're like, man, I'm so hot. I got so much going on for me. I could, you know, lay some cable, second date. I'd have no problem. If you got a problem with it, I'll find somebody that doesn't have a problem with it. Matter of fact, probably going to leave some floaters in there just to, so he knows that I did it.
They say they lent him nearly $500,000 combined, which they never saw.
Did he force you? No. Did he scam you? Maybe he did. But I got to watch this series. I'm gonna watch it tomorrow so I can give a little bit of a review. Probably should have watched it, but I just found this story interesting. And maybe my opinion will change tomorrow after I watch the documentary.
Again.
He's not a son of a billionaire. He faked everything.
I don't understand.
Also, women, is that... Okay, is that the only reason why you... See, this right here... They're complaining that the guy was not the son of a Israeli diamond billionaire man. So what you're saying is the only reason you were with this dude is because he had money. Yeah, that's like one of those paradoxes that you really can't say, oh, he lied. He's not rich. Poor me. I gave him money. And by the way, if he was rich, why would he need your money in the first place?
Someone can be so evil.
I'm not this monster that everybody has created.
Levayev refused to be interviewed for the Tinder swindler. And when the filmmakers went to his last known address in Israel, he was nowhere to be found.
What's it says?
It's a letter for him.
But he has agreed to speak exclusively with Inside Edition.
These women make some very serious allegations against you. They say they were conned and threatened.
They weren't conned and they weren't threatened.
Are you the son of a billionaire diamond mogul?
No, I am not, and I never presented myself.
See, this just seems like a chick that's mad because she got burned. And I do agree with you, JKC. JKC writes, again, no quality people on Tinder. I have to agree with that. I've had horrible luck on Tinder. I agree. They were both scums on both sides. I think he probably did lie a little bit, but don't most people that are dating when they're trying to meet somebody, like I said, you maybe tell little white lies. And sometimes those white lies can just snowball. But women do this all the time. Men do it all the time. But I do think women do it more than men.
He still seems to be living a life of luxury. Authorities estimate he may have scammed in total $10 million from victims around the world.
Okay. I don't know, man. Like, I got to watch this documentary. And like I said, I'm not one of those people that can't change their opinion or admit that they're wrong. So I'm going to give my review of it tomorrow on the live stream.
Amazing, amazing.
You don't feel bad for them in any way?
I feel bad for something that I didn't done. No, I...
I didn't done. See, now, that's kind of telling. You should never, like, say that you feel bad that something happened to them, but I didn't do it. And that's the worst thing. If I did something wrong, I apologize. That will cause a bigger fight with somebody you're dating. If you don't know what you did wrong, and you're just like, whatever I did, I apologize for it.
I feel bad for what had ever happened to myself. I want to clear my name. I want to say to the world, this is not true.
How do you fund your lavish lifestyle?
I'm a legit businessman. You know, I bought Bitcoin in 2011, which it was nothing. I don't need to say how much it's worth now.
You'd think with his...
with the crypto stuff, there's a lot of people that probably couldn't get ass on their own. A lot of guys. I think cryptocurrency took a lot of ordinary guys and allowed them to be able to get nines and tens.
Notorious reputation in every corner of planet Earth, women everywhere would steer clear of this guy. But look who we found by his side.
Damn. All right, come on. This chick right here blows all three of those women combined. You could take the three combined scores of those three women that they showed earlier, and they would not touch this chick. Holy crap.
His beautiful girlfriend, Israeli model Kate Conlon.
Kate.
How old? Man, she looks really young.
What do you make of these women's claims in the documentary?
My God, it's like...
This is probably one of his dad's diamond buddies, daughters. They're like, hey, the Tinder swindler, he's going to be on Inside Edition. Do you want to pose as his chick? We'll give you some of that money that he got from some of those other chicks you blow right out of the water. I did it again.
A billionaire diamond
Amazing.
You don't.
Bitcoin in 2011, which he was
already messed up.
Clear of this guy, but look who we found by his side. His beautiful girlfriend, Israeli model Kate Conlon.
Kate, what do you make of these women's claims in the documentary?
My God, it's like how someone can build.
Why do chicks that speak with an accent like that, that maybe English isn't their first language, just, I don't know, kind of gives you a couple of points on the hot factor.
Such a fake story.
I just had to ask.
Kate.
Man, she's got some teeth on her. Look at those. Whew. You know those aren't real. I wonder how much she paid for those. Tinder swindler probably threw her some money from some of those cougs that he took the money from.
I had to ask.
Kate, has Simon ever...
Oh, Norval does have some city miles on her, but my God, don't act... John B., do not act like you would not hook up with Deborah Norville if she was at a bar and she bought you a drink and she wanted to take you home. You're a liar if you don't admit that.
Borrowed money from you?
Of course so.
The women featured in the Tinder Swindler documentary.
You know, how did these chicks all get together? Like, was it because of the documentary, or did they do a little bit of research? Because like I said, if you would have done your due diligence, because you can find out, look, there are so many people, like, I'll give you an example. Like, when I go in for a job interview, or I'm going to talk to somebody, I will do my research and know what I know about them. They contacted each other beforehand. You could find the other chicks. You could do that research, but you couldn't do that research. You're just mad. You got.
They say they are still in debt due to the money they say he scammed from them.
What would you say to those people who feel you're a fast talker, but you're really a fraud and a fake?
I'm not a fraud and I'm not a fake. People don't know me, so they cannot judge me.
Simon has never been charged with any crime.
I don't know. That's a bad stop on the Deborah Norville with the eye like that, but come on, man. Still looks good. Man, she was even, like, hotter back in the day. Well, aren't we all hotter back when we're younger?
...times related to the women of the documentary, but he did serve 2 years in Finland for defrauding three other women.
Oh, okay. I gotta watch this. I just gotta find out, like, how he did it. Depending on how he did it. Ugh. Well, moving along to another story. You know, I don't want you to think, like, taking all of a bunch of guy side, because in this next story, this guy got, and we're going to find out more about this as the days pass, because it's a new story and it's Florida. This is Florida all day long. What did this guy do? And it's a little overkill. It is way overkill. To stab your husband, I don't care if he did cheat on you or not, 140 times. And not only with a knife, a cleaver, a meat cleaver, like your leather face. Ugh, man, this guy must have done something really bad.
2 months after Melvin Weller filed for divorce, Palm Springs police arrived at his home February 11th to find Weller lying in a pool of blood that covered more than half of the kitchen floor, with multiple stab wounds and lacerations on his body.
Okay. First off, Joanne Burke? So many jokes I want to make about Joanne Burke. What is it with that last name?
An autopsy revealing Weller had been stabbed 140 times all over his body.
All right. Now I wish I could see what this guy looked like. See, that... T-Bone brought up a great point there. But, like, see, that's the thing about it. If women want to get you, I don't care how big of a man you are. Men have very vulnerable moments. Here, back to pooping. Guy on a toilet. The guy's really relaxed when he's doing number two. Guy's also relaxed when his chick is doing certain things with her mouth. Guy's relaxed. He's not paying attention. A woman could easily get a drop on a man during that. Woman could also, I used to have this fear that I was going to, like, piss off a woman or she was going to think I did something wrong. I had this fear of getting gasoline poured on me while I'm sleeping and then throw a light match on me. And I don't even know why. I don't even know why that would even be in my head. That's how crazy I am sometimes.
And he also had a skull fracture caused by a blow from a meat cleaver to the right rear of his head. Police say they found knives and a meat cleaver.
See, I was trying to think, but that wouldn't work. If you were doing the number position, 6'9", but you wouldn't have been able to bash him in the head. I'm trying to figure out how that works. How do you get the drop on him? Put his dinner down there? See, also women love to poison. Poison is another thing that women like to use. Because, look, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm not saying, look, this is not a woman bashing show. I'm just saying, women are just a lot more patient, a lot more, I don't know. They can see a plan out. Being patient is a part of it. And poisoning, that's just one of them. Or put, like, crushed up glass in their food. Yep. There's so many ways you could do it without even getting caught or him finding out.
In the kitchen sink, a bloody nightgown and a trash bag near the body. And in the bedroom,
she was serving breakfast. They had just gotten up. I bet he was just wearing his tidy whities, sitting at the kitchen table, eating his fried eggs and grits, maybe some bacon, maybe some ham. Maybe he got an old English breakfast. Had some baked beans and stuff during it.
He discovered Weller's 61-year-old wife, Joan Burke, with cuts on her hands and not saying a word. Her pending divorce.
Don't call.
Of course, no longer an issue.
Out of words as to, you know, exactly how I'm feeling. You know, absolutely, we did not need to. This did not need to happen. This could have been dealt with through the courts and, you know, in the best possible way.
Attorney Nicole Hamill Scott was handling divorce proceedings for Weller. She says one item of possible dispute, million.
Good move by the victim's family getting a woman, too. Because if it's a man, like, defense attorney, and he goes on, it's going to look like he's like badgering the witness or kind of going after her. That is a smart move, getting a woman attorney.
Millions of dollars in real estate that under Florida law would have to be divided. She says she had just had a meeting outlining the terms with Burke's lawyer a week before the murder.
That could be, you know, one of the reasons, Terry. As you know, under Florida statutes, whenever there are marital assets pursuant to the Florida law, those marital assets would need to be equitable.
I don't find that fair. I really don't. Because women get really, see, man, I know that I'm going to lay T-Bone, another great comment. Thank you. But it happens to men more than it does women, right? Just, I mean, if you look at the percentages, the hard numbers, the facts when it comes to it, I bet guys probably pay out a lot more. So, I thought you were saying Black Widows. Like, this lawyer here is deadly like a Black Widow spider.
Probably divided between the parties. And certainly without getting too much into attorney-client privilege, the parties had substantial assets between themselves.
One of those assets, Burke's pension from her job as a nursing assistant.
I've seen plenty of men have their pensions taken by chick. You know what? Men kill women more than women. Well, I don't know. I mean, we had, what's her name? Was it Eileen Wuornos? Man, it just shows you how horny some Florida men are. Because, no, not Eileen Wuornos. Who was the serial killer chick in Florida? Do I have that right? Not a lot of women serial killers. But man, she was rough. She was rough, and I don't see how she got the drop on any man and how any man would even pick her up hitchhiking.
Half of that, too, would have had to go to her soon-to-be ex-husband.
We remember Mr. Weller coming into her office, a very pleasant, calm, loving man. You know, it has taken my firm, you know, by,
thank you, Jay
by
Casey.
Surprise. This is the last thing that we would have imagined would have happened by filing, you know, a dissolution of marriage.
She sounds like she's one from, like, one of the Caribbean nations. Yeah, this guy, he is from Jamaica. Got him a Jamaican lawyer. I mean, if you're going to go with a cool-ass lawyer, you might as well go with a Jamaican lawyer because probably get some good weed from her.
Vroomer.
I got to go pee, guys. I'm going to come and break down this audio after I get done peeing. But this is the world famous because everybody talked about this one from back in the day. Went out to the TM Ranch with Soul Brother Kevin. And I apologize about the video quality, but like I said, this is right at the beginning of HD video recording. And plus, whoever uploaded this, you know what? I could probably find a better quality of this. I think I have the Monsters DVD set still. And that was pretty good quality. I mean, this was definitely 720p. I don't even think 1080 was out. Hell, we're up to 4K now. But Russ and the Monster sent me and SBK out to the TM Ranch. They were talking about the manly men. I mean, These are like real life people from Yellowstone on a cattle ranch, owns a lot of acreage in Florida, and they want us to go out and wash some bull's balls. I ended up getting on a horse too, man. Ugh, I'm surprised I didn't break my neck doing that, but I'm going to go pee real quick, and I will come back and break down some of this video when I get back.
Been next to a bull before,
Tuttle? Oh, yes. I've been around bulls before, but I've never touched their balls.
You never, right? No. Now, did they explain to you at Team Ranch why they need to wash the bull's balls?
They're supposed to tell me everything I need to know when I get out there, but I'm just wondering some things. Like, I've been thinking, how big are bull's balls?
Come here, I'll show you. I gotta tell you, I've never done this. I don't know. This will be a brand new experience for all of us, so you'll get to describe it when you go out. For whatever reason, these cattle folk, before they have them mate, they have to wash the bull's balls, and they're going to have you helping them do that today at Team Ranch.
And pick
them. All right, so you're off at the CM Ranch, right?
Yes, we're off,
All right, there goes Tuttle for the Tuttle Stunt of the Week. How to wash bull's balls at the TM Ranch. That should be entertaining.
Very
good. Look at him. Boy, look, he looks nice, doesn't he?
Yeah. That fits him.
What a dork.
Look at that.
Those real life cowboys out there are gonna laugh him.
If you look at a real life cowboy, if you look at Steve Holland's closet,
oh my god,
it's all denim pants, all Wranglers, and all denim shirts. If you look, it's 45 denim shirts and 45 pair of Wranglers.
Hey, no way he'd wear anything with roses on it.
He looks
like an interior decorator going to a costume party.
Yeah, he does.
Mr. Howell.
Them boots fit you?
Yes, sir. You want my boots?
Well, why are you walking that way?
How am I walking? Oh, he's making fun of the way I walk.
Damn. Only cowboy ever saw.
They wanted to ask what you thought of my shirt.
Lovely, just lovely. he's got his jeans on and he's got his boots on. I think they're too small for him because he's walking kind of funny. All right, that's Tuttle.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to take hold of them reins, huh?
Yes, sir.
Don't pull it back on him.
Because he'll stop,
right? Loose like this.
Yes, sir.
And when you want him to stop, just pull it back like this. You want him to go to the left, just do him like this. You want him to go to the right, just
pull him like that. All right, yes, sir.
And if you don't do that, we'll have to open that goddamn box back up. You're laying in.
All right. Look at that outfit that I was wearing. Holy crap. And everybody else is wearing looks like real cowboys. And you could definitely tell, like, I'm the Tinder swindler of cowboys. I look like I do not belong at all.
Which in their apartment.
We can go ahead and...
All right, we'll get them over and split them out. That way we'll have back him up.
Daryl, what did you do to...
And Mr. Holland has one of the deepest, most manliest voice. And... mine's at a higher pitch that only dogs can hear, and he's real bassy. And all these dudes are like real men out working the cattle all day long. I mean, this is the real life Yellowstone. No whip.
Back him up. Pull on back. Let him out the saddle.
All right. Come on back.
I'm so nervous, by the way. And look at how my hat is formed. Nobody has that drop-down bill like I got. And everybody on the show thought it would be cool. They really did set me up on this one.
Drop it rain a little bit. Don't hold it too tight. Come over this way.
This way?
This way.
Oh, and there was a... Look in the background in the sky. Look at how dark it is. And we're near a bunch of, like, metal-roofed enclosures because we're bringing the cows in. And just to let you know, like, they were not washing the cow's balls or the bull's balls. But it was just, they were giving them, they were deworming them and checking them out. But they were just like, I don't know, we're going to trick Tuttle and SBK to go out and wash their balls.
If you run up under a duck,
yeah. Oh, goddammit.
All right, that's Florida for you. Lightning capital of the world. Scared the hell out of me. And that horse jumped as soon as that bolt of lightning hit. It's a wonder I didn't Christopher Reeves myself.
Time to go up here.
Oh! Oh, goddamn!
Well, that, folks, was lightning. Soul Brother don't do lightning.
Kevin. Oh, man. I miss Kevin. I really have. It's been... I've wanted to see him. He's been in North Florida right now, and he is starting another career. JKC, I would say, but I don't want to say without... I need to see if I can get SBK on the show again. Catch up with him. But man, Kevin, funny as hell. Still funny as hell. But man, this is like right when he first started at Real Radio. We I think he started like almost a year after I did. Maybe 8-9 months. But man, he just... That's why I was so jealous at him at first. I was such a dick to SBK whenever he first started, because I saw him as competition. JKC, it's definitely been talked about with SBK. He doesn't even have to do any work. He just show up, be SBK. I'll do everything. I'll even give it, look, it could be SBK and Tuttle. I don't need to have top billing. We could be partners.
God. I'm ready to wash some cowballs. Ready to get in there and touch.
I'm wearing a cowboy shirt with roses on it.
The balls. Ready for it. Ready to scrub balls. Scrub.
Well, he said that I have to be very, very gentle because he cares more about his cows and bulls than he does.
Why was I getting... Look, I usually don't... I usually don't sound very Southern. At least I don't think I do. Why is it when you hang out with... like regionally, like if you hang out with a bunch of people, city people, you don't talk like that. If you know what I mean? I don't know what I can get away with. Yeah, we all looked different back in the day, Amy. But why? I got very hickish hanging out with all those cowboys.
It's about me.
Hey, Todd, Mr. Holland want to talk to you.
Nah, but I want to wash balls.
I was so pathetic back in the day.
Look at Mr. Holland right there.
Look at how sunken my eyes and how pale I was. And this was right before my first fat run in my life. I've been through two of them in my life. This is like when I started to get heavy. And then I lost the weight again. And I got heavy again after my divorce, because I just started drinking. This is back in my drinking days as well, too.
Hold on one second. Let me go ask Mr. Holland if he thinks we're going to be able to watch.
Dude, I am so cringing listening to the way that I'm talking, because do I really sound that much of a slack-jaw hillbilly?
Some balls today.
Right now. Get your hand ready.
All right, he said right now.
He said right now.
That's what we're going to use there. We'll watch him.
Look at this. Look at these three guys right there. They all got chewing tobacco in their mouth. This dude in the middle there is drinking water with tobacco in his mouth. My dad could do that too. I don't see how they do it.
What is his name?
Pearson.
I don't know.
What time is it, brother?
Call
Joyce and call.
Uh-huh. All right. So you put that on your hand and you...
I had a fat neck right there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Rub it up.
I tell you what you need to do for good stuff. Put a dog shock collar on each leg.
Yeah.
Give Kevin the controls and let him alternate legs and make you dance.
They said if they would give me $200 if I licked them.
If I licked them. This is because, like... I'm around a bunch of cowboys, and I'm trying to fit in. We all do it as humans.
Lick.
Yeah.
Not get them clean enough. Go ahead. Enough. Hell, lick the hell out. He may shit on your head while you're licking
them. All right, they're bringing them in the chute now, guys.
I'm going to get a fast forward. Oh, see, there he goes. Washing them right now.
Wash them with soap and water. Hey, look at the bull.
I guess people aren't interested in this because my listeners went way down. Man, those are so big. Look at that, man. These cowboys are getting a kick out of it.
You gonna lick him for 200?
No, I'm not licking him.
Look at those.
Try to lick him. Pull him around there in the front.
Hey, wow.
Chuck, yeah.
Are you willing to lick the ball balls for $100?
No. Hold on, I'm giving fast forward because people just don't seem interested in this.
They're like slipping around.
Okay, so did you see that? They put that pipe behind the bull's legs? Because they did that because they were afraid that the bull was going to kick me in the face when I was down there.
My fingers.
Repping Florida Gators back in the day still.
Let me try it, okay? Hold on.
I'll go forward here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Here we go.
This is horrible. Hold on. Hold on.
You better hurry up, goddamn.
Hold on.
Did you hear that? Mr. Holland said, you better hurry up, goddamn it.
Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. He's got it.
Made those Cowboys day. Let me get to Kim.
So they put a new bull in for me, and this bull, his nuts filthy.
Seriously, make sure you wash them off good before you do that.
I'm seeing if I can get more money for dirty balls.
All right, we had a Photoshop contest. I'll see if I can pause it because it's perfect. The camera angle was perfect.
Okay, ready?
All right, yeah, he's ready. He's grabbing the ball.
Right here, right here. Let me see if I can pause it. Pause it. Pause it. Pause it. Right there. That was Photoshopped by everybody. That picture right there of SBK. People Photoshop babies and all types of phallic like images right there.
He got it!
Oh! He likes you.
You guys hung up before Kevin kissed the ball.
Give me that phone. Yeah,
now I got my shirt off.
Wait, hold on.
I'm so embarrassed by myself.
Hey, what y'all mean the phone cut out?
Stay back.
No, I kissed those balls, man. It's over. I can't, man. The bull is gone now. Hey, man. Just leave me a check on the count. This ain't right, man.
Did I make you proud, Russ?
I think I'm going to have to go get a job with the cleaners or somewhere. Proud? Look at everybody looking at me like that's the guy that kissed the ball. That's all I'm going to be known at.
Damn it, Kevin.
You're bitching about it. It's what we can't figure out.
No, the thing is, if I see any of y'all out of a bar somewhere, it ain't shit I can say to you. I see you licking balls. Bulls balls. What could I say? You're right.
Jesus Christ. You know, like, if you guys hate me playing some of those clips, just let me know. If you don't like them, I'm pulling some of the older clips. You definitely want to go to the UK, Iggy. I went to Wales. I went to the United Kingdom. Like a nerd. I only went to Cardiff because I was such a Doctor Who mark. But if you guys don't like those, please let me know. I do have to go pee every once in a while, and I just wanted to take a little bit of break. I thought maybe you guys would like to see some of the older stuff that I did. I know that you guys probably think that I'm just doing it to kill time. It's not it. Like, I want to super serve you guys. I want to be able to give you guys the best product out there. I mean, you guys are my technically like customers. So if you don't like that type of stuff, you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. Don't forget, I got to finally get that artwork done. I'm creating an overlay for my newest sponsor, MyEasyWireless.com. I want to thank them for supporting the new endeavor that I'm doing, the new version of the Tuttle Daily Podcast with the stream. Because, and also at the same time, you know, I know that it doesn't seem like I've had a lot of people in the stream. It's going to get better. It's going to grow. You just got to be consistent. That's how I was able to do it with the audio podcast. People see, because whenever I do the this show, after the show, I did hit the record button. I got my little reminder. that I put up every single day, record. And I am actually taking this audio from the live shows that I do, and I make them available with the audio podcast. And the numbers are through the roof. Like, they're all-time high. And I think that I'm number 6 in the category that I am on it. And I am doing a little bit of research of the 5 shows that are ahead of me. And I know that it's kind of ripping off, like, the kind of stuff that Bubba has done. But I want to start playing some of their audio to just because there's this one English podcast in my category that's ahead of me. And it's like a audio written type play. And I'm like, how the hell is that ahead of me? Maybe I don't know if I am having a higher like thought of myself. Maybe I think that I should be number 1. But I would like to break down some of their audio and like see what works. Might as well. Maybe I might be able to learn something. Might be able to find out what people are wanting to actually listen to. But the audio podcast is like doing gangbusters right now. But once again, I want to thank my newest sponsor, MyEasyWireless.com. I'm going to get that logo up there. If you're in the market to get a cell phone, why do I do that? I do that too with Ian, IanHannaHomes.com. If you're in the market to buy or sell a house, check out my good friend Ian Hanna, IanHannaHomes.com. All right. I think this is totally wrong. I don't know if you guys have heard what's going on in Florida. The Don't Say Gay bill. They added something else to it, and I think this is completely wrong. But the Don't Say Gay bill, and I, you know what? I kind of see, like, it should be up to the parents to be able to discuss this type of stuff. I mean, I support the LGBTQ community. Maybe I left out some letters. There's a new letter added every month. But teachers, faculty members, hell, the janitor that throws that sawdust down when a student pukes on the floor, they can't talk about sexual orientation in school. And I don't really have a problem with that. I think if a student is wanting to talk to a teacher, they should be able to do that. Because I really do. Because a lot of kids that haven't come out to their family are afraid because, especially living in the South, they might not look like upon it like it's a good thing. And they're afraid to come out. And they don't have anybody to talk to. And this new like little bit of amendment that they added to the Don't Say Gay bill now is that the teachers, if a student comes out to them and their sexual orientation, they are going to have to call the parents and let the parents know. So the teachers are basically going to be outing students.
Called Don't Say Gay bill requires educators to out LGBTQ students. As Fox 35's Brianna Arredondo reports.
And this is going to cause a lot of problems. It is, because a lot of Southern parents are not cool with that. How many kids are going to get kicked out of their house just because they find out that their child is gay? And you know it's going to happen.
Sports critics say it could lead to abuse.
School assignments sometimes include sharing a family photo.
Blake, I believe it was either, was it pre-K or kindergarten, where all the kids brought in a picture.
Man, all right, the white dude is, I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell. Who do you think's the older out of the two? Man, that is a hard one. And this guy's all serious. I would say that the white dude, his eyes, he's just like, just mad. And I bet they're not even wearing pants, probably nude from the waist down.
...of their families, and of course... Blake brought in a picture with his two dads.
Jeff and Todd Delmay tell us their son's classmates then asked about his mother, but teachers won't be allowed to talk about sexual orientation or gender identity under House Bill 50.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are against gay and lesbians adopting. I don't see any problem with that because a lot of people think that it's going to be confusing. A lot of people, and this all comes down to religion. It's not about doing the right thing. This is all like backed by the religious right. And I'm not even like taking sides when it comes to it politically. This is all pressure from the Christians.
1857, the Parental Rights Bill, or what critics call the Don't Say Gay Bill.
There are so many ways in which LGBTQ people are present in a child's world.
And what is better off? Okay. I think you are born liking women or men. Let's just say this. You're born being attracted to the opposite sex. I don't think if you're an orphan kid, your parents gave you up. Maybe you, a single mom, wasn't ready to have a kid and gave the kid up. What is better? The kid to sit in an orphanage? Because some of these orphanages are like being in prison. Not that there's bars and stuff, but you learn. A lot of criminals become better criminals after they get out of prison. No, they're not. And you know what? That's also another thing. I'm glad you brought that up, JKC. The big smear campaign that associates gay men with pedophiles is one of the most offensive things that it just pisses me off whenever I hear that, because gay men are not into children. They're just not. Priests, those priests, those are pedophiles. Now, there are some gay men that are priests, especially in the Catholic Church. But I have no problem with it. A lot of people say that it's confusing. And I really don't buy that. It's not confusing at all. Because if you're attracted to the opposite sex, that's the way it's going to be. You don't choose to be gay. Who would, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, but who would choose to put up with the BS and the hate and the bigotry and choose that life? No, nobody is choosing that harassment. You're born liking a certain type of person.
To try and pretend that they don't exist is devastating.
The bill's sponsor, State Representative Joe Harding, says...
Wait, JKC? I'm confused here. Why don't they go after girls then? Well, because altar boys, they don't have altar girls. And think about this. You're saying that there is no pedophiles that go after women or little girls, men? Men go after little girls all the time. I just played you that audio, that guy that works for Meta. Yeah, because you want to know why? Here, I'll explain to you why. I'm not saying one is worse than the other, but there is a stigma that goes along with being a man or boy that you are not going, you're less likely to tell somebody of what happened to you because you're embarrassed. Boys are easier targets because they're most likely not going to talk about it because they're embarrassed, because there is a stigma. There's a lot of men, boys that get raped or molested that just don't talk about it because they're embarrassed. And they also think that it makes them look like less of a man.
The bill prevents LGBTQ discussions among kindergartners through third graders or when it's not age appropriate at any grade level.
Let's stay focused on our mission to equip them with skill sets. That's all. And let's realize that these children belong to families. They are not wards of the state.
If a student did confide in a teacher, a new amendment added Friday would force school officials to tell their parents within 6 weeks, outing them. Some parents, like Reagan Miller, say that could be dangerous if the family is not a safe space.
It is. It's very dangerous. Because men in the South, a lot of people in the South, are narrow-minded.
As a parent, I always want my kids to feel safe.
And religious people. I shouldn't single out people from the South. I mean, I'm born and raised, I'm a Florida cracker. But I think this comes down to more religion than it does regional.
Comfortable coming to me. And if they didn't feel that they could come to me, I would want them to be able to go to their teachers or somebody.
Representative Harding says teachers should be focused on teaching, but some parents say this bill silences.
To act as though talking about LGBTQ people is something that is dangerous or...
I bet this couple throws the best parties. This guy's got a wobble eye. Look at that. Look at... Is that a fake eye? His left eye there, look, that's definitely a walleye. Well, walleye is both eyes. Tracy McGrady was walleye. But look at that one. That one's like looking way off to the left, like it's looking at the producer. Like he's giving hand signals. And his partner is just being cool. Like he's like, eh. It looks like Gus from Breaking Bad.
Has to be hidden away, or that a child can't understand that love is just love. It's ridiculous.
Brianna Arredondo, Fox 35 News.
Yeah, I would love to see what happens here. I mean, You know, I watched... good one, JKC. Just to show you, like, I don't, like, support either side. Like, a lot of people think I'm a liberal. I'm not. But man, Biden just, that presser that he had today, well, I don't even know if he could call it a presser because he didn't take any questions. But when you are the leader of one of the most powerful countries in the world, and you're talking about one of the most manliest, badass presidents of any other country, Vladimir Putin, this dude goes out and plays hockey, swims, and does the polar plunge, does martial arts, goes out, shoots big-ass guns. He was sleep-talking, man. Like, how can any other country's leader be afraid of Sleepy Joe? I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but man, oh, man. It just, oh, man. And we're not going to do anything. We're going to put restrictions. And I really don't think we should get involved. We don't need to be sending soldiers off and dying against Russia. I think the day of big wars are over with. Like, it's either going to just be dropping bombs from airplanes or off of battleships or cyber warfare. A lot of the next wars are going to be fought from space. I mean, I was reading a story where, like, some of these countries are, like, putting satellites up with these steel rods the size of those big-ass telephone poles. And there's no, like, detonation. They're just dropping big-ass metal poles out of space. Social media wars, yeah. A bunch of trolls are going to go after Joe Biden's account. And Putin, why can't we just let our leaders, like, duel to the death? Wouldn't that be much easier? I mean, I don't know if we would want that. And plus, we would also be voting differently. Like, we would vote for the best in shape, most swolled up president that we could. But if our leaders, instead of sending kids, men, in our country to go die in these big-ass wars. Like, let them duel with each other. They all get one single shot Derringer. You do six paces, and you just shoot. I might do that, Rich Kral, but I don't know, man. Just trying to get the audience to a certain point. I might do some bonus content that people might have to pay for. Might be a waste of my time, but... Is that something you guys would do? I'm always going to keep the. I'm going to try to keep the show free. I want to. But if I did some, like, exclusive content that maybe you would have to pay for, would you guys be interested in that? Because I would. I'd be down to do that. I definitely would have no problem with that at all. But I got to tell you, Joe Biden talking today gave me no confidence. at all. And I say, let them take Ukraine. Why are we getting involved in other things? And I can almost kind of see Putin's point. No, I agree. Build up the audience. But I kind of see the point that Putin's been out there. Like, if any other big-ass country was building bases or NATO is moving to the east, if anybody was, like, building their arsenal and they were getting close to us, like, I read stuff like China and them are trying to build some island out in the Pacific. The United States doesn't want that to happen. Yeah, Tampa Terry, I mean, you know what? I agree with you on this one. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and somebody was getting close to the United States, you know that we wouldn't like it. And everybody says NATO is not a military. But, I mean, from everything I'm reading is NATO's got the backing of some of the biggest militaries in the world. So I can understand why Putin has a problem with what's going on. Because he was promised. Maybe he's lying. Who knows who's telling the truth? He says that he was promised that they wouldn't get any closer, but they kind of are. I don't want you to think that I'm, like, backing Russia now. Because I'm not. But you also know America would have a really big problem with it if something like this was going on. I even read that China is, like, giving money to South American countries because they want to start bases there as well, too. And it's kind of smart. I love this. There is, well, besides the people that had to be evacuated, everybody's been making a big deal about these Porsches. Did you see the story about the cargo ship that has like 1,000 Porsches on it? And the ship caught on fire and all these rich a-holes that bought Porsches in the United States. It's burning. Just a big burning floating ship.
The dramatic rescue captured on video, a 22-person crew hoisted from an oil tanker as their own cargo ship, the Felicity Ace, burned off the Portuguese coast. The Portuguese military says this airlift came after the ship.
I don't know, man. Portugal is one of those countries that you're like, oh yeah, they got a kick-ass Coast Guard. They're going to come save us. I don't know, man. Portugal just seems like a bunch of pusses.
It reported a fire Wednesday morning. MarineTraffic.com shows the Felicity Ace was traveling from Germany to Rhode Island when the blaze started. For over 2 days, the vessel, which according to the Associated Press can carry more than 18,000 tons, left to float adrift in flames. A nearby port captain telling Reuters the smoking ship is carrying...
It's a KISS concert. Look at that, man. And what do you do with that ship? Do you just let it burn out and just float around like a ghost ship? I mean, it's not like it's going to catch anything else on fire. It's in the middle of the ocean. But this thing, I don't know. Like, there's obviously nobody driving it right now. So do you wait? Do you get some of those floating firefighting boats to throw water on it? Yeah, I know. All those cars. Bunch of Porsches.
Roughly 4,000 vehicles. Among the cars, luxury rides worth millions of dollars, including 189 Bentleys.
I smell an insurance scam here. They're like, let's burn all these Porsches, all these luxury cars. We got insurance. Let's do it.
And over 1,000 Porsches. A Porsche representative telling NBC, our immediate thoughts are of relief that the 22 crew of the merchant ship Felicity Ace are safe and well, adding anyone concerned by this incident and the implications on the car they've ordered should contact their Porsche dealer.
It makes me sad to think about the cars that are out there, the cars that...
Wait, it makes you sad? It's just a bunch of cars.
They're not going to make it to their homes.
Car lover and luxury auto show organizer Stuart Sobeck says many of those high-end cars are bespoke.
That's a wig. Got to be a wig on that dude's head. I swear to God, I got it back.
Made to order.
How long would someone have been waiting for one of those luxury vehicles before this incident?
Depending on the model, they might have been waiting 6 months or a year. And it all depends on what the model is. But these are very high-end cars, so this is probably not anybody that's going
to... I'm telling you, somebody was paid off to put that bitch on fire. Like it was that Great White concert. I don't even know what county that was in. But yeah, that was a hell of a... That was a sad video. Speaking of fires, a bunch of people died there. And people are all sad because a bunch of Porsches got... It's all insured. Nobody's going to miss out on anything. They're just going to have to wait a little bit longer to get their car.
And miss out on their daily driver.
Now, a better look at the damage. The Portuguese Navy sharing these photos of the firefight today. Smoke.
Oh, wow. Man, that thing did... Jesus. And you know those cars all had gas in them because, I mean... I don't know how they would get them on the ship without gas.
Lingering, but the Navy's still reporting no signs of pollution.
You know, it's just a travesty for sure for anybody in the car world.
Such a travesty. Get out of here, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. Like, if you got money and you can afford it, you could buy those rich ass cars. Maybe it's just because I don't think I've ever owned a new car. I've always bought used. I mean, you wouldn't know that from all the PT Cruisers that I've owned.
Thankfully, the potential of burned out cars appears to be the biggest loss, with all 22 crew members saved.
All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that tuned in to tonight's show. If you are coming in late, all the shows are available on all my platforms, plus the audio podcast is available as well. Yeah, I bet there were, yeah. I mean, some of those electrical car batteries, those lithium batteries will go up worse than gasoline. But back to what I was saying, yeah, definitely leave a like, everybody. Give me a little thumbs up. Give me a liking. I think after today's show, I will be official. Me and Twitch will be official. We'll be dating. And I don't know why it took me this long to get on Twitch. Got a lot of people helping me out behind the scenes. I got to thank Lemmy. Lemmy's been helping me out. She was like, yo, you got to get on Twitch. Got to get on Twitch. But I should be a partner after tonight. We'll see. I'll have to check that out. I'll have to get with Vulture. Anyways, guys, check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's available on all podcasting platforms, iTunes. It's available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio app, 315live.com. And if you want to go to the hosting site, it's tuttle.podomatic.com. Want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.